Excited Zimbabwe football fans pegged drinking places Saturday to watch their team play, only to be disappointed after the Warriors missed a glut of chances before crumbling to a 1-0 defeat to the Eagles of Mali. The defeat saw the Warriors in rock bottom position on the 4-team table without a point after two games, with Mali on 4 points and Zambia having qualified on 6 points. The Warriors had no chance of qualifying for the quarterfinals, even if they win their last game against Uganda, as they will only end up on 3 points. However, there is no agreement on what really caused the Warriors to fall from grace, with all sorts of theories being drummed up. Some say the Warriors' preparations were shoddy. Others say Zimbabwe does not have quality players, while another school of thought is of the opinion that Calisto Pasua is not the right man to coach the Zimbabwe Warriors. Soccer fan Bevan Gonese feels the Warriors were not good enough for the tournament, adding that the Zimbabwean team was put in its rightful place.
Don't have quality players. It showed our players are not good. Our coaches need to examine some of the players to take young players from Division 1 also.
Football analyst Farai Kambamura said the Warriors' performance justifies the means, as the Zimbabweans did not prepare well enough for the tournament.
The performance of Warriors was shoddy. It was poor. And we can contribute that to poor organization. They say if you fail to prepare, you'll be preparing to fail.
The Zimbabwe Football Association did not organize even a single friendly match for the Warriors prior to the start of the tournament. A member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, Witness Masocha, says it is wrong to point fingers at the coach and his players. He says Zifa badly let the team and the nation down.
I think their preparation was very, very weak. They did not do much preparations, and precisely I think I'll blame it on the Zifa. They should have actually entertained those guys to go out and play a more challenging game.
However, there are others who have extended the debate to Coach Pasua, whom they are questioning whether he's the right man to handle the Warriors or that he's overrated. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Pasua said he would have done better than settling for the wooden spoon in Rwanda, where he featured mostly young players that is grooming for the senior squad. He partly blamed the loss to poor preparation for the tournament, as his squad did not have some warm-up friendly matches. But Gonese says the results of the African Nations Championships clearly expose Pasua's shortcomings at such a high level of football competition.
Pasua is good at the club level, but not at the national team. We need to improve. Maybe we can find someone who can do better in outside the country.
Warriors fan club member Tongisai Matapure says Pasua failed in his team selection and did not give the team the technical direction it required. He says the most honorable thing for Zifa is to fire Pasua before Zimbabwe faces more disasters. The Warriors are now in danger of finishing the tournament without a single point, as there is no guarantee that they will overcome Uganda on Wednesday. Gonese says, judging by their performance in the two matches they have played so far, the Warriors are unlikely to beat the Cranes of Uganda.
We have not scored a goal. How do you expect us to beat Uganda?
The Warriors are now shifting their attention to the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, in which they are joint top of their group along with Swaziland. After two rounds of matches, the Warriors have 4 points, the same as Swaziland, while Guinea and Malawi have a point each. Only one team from the group qualifies for the finals to be held in Gabon. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.